Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
All right, so I'm going to tell you right away and out the gate that this is a two-part message, that today is part one and next week is part two. So I really encourage you to come back next week or to watch next week or listen next week to understand where this is going. But with that being said, let's jump in. Well, from here till Easter, we are on a journey where we are kind of working through kind of the full scope of the human experience. We recognize that this journey is called Lent, and it begins with Ash Wednesday. Now, in Chicagoland, we know it's Ash Wednesday because all of a sudden some of our coworkers show up and they have smudges on their foreheads. And then if you weren't aware that it was Ash Wednesday, then you pretty much know it is. And then you know we're on our way to Easter. Now, in Chicago, some of us like to call this season spring, but can we really call it spring if it snows in April? I'm asking for a friend. But the reality is we know we're on our way to Easter, and we know we have a journey called Lent. Now, Lent gives us an opportunity to wrestle with something that we don't really like wrestling with. There's a part of our lives that is something that we just like to avoid, but Lent calls us to wrestle with it. And I got to tell you, I know we don't like this. I know that you don't like this because I don't like this. But the reality is that that's how it is. And this thing that Lent calls us to wrestle with is the darkness in our lives. There's a darkness in our lives that is very present and very real. There's another word for it. We call it the brokenness in our lives as well. And we can see this in our own lives, and we can see this around the world as well in many ways. But there's another word for this, which is the church word for the darkness and the brokenness that Lent calls us to wrestle with, and that's sin. Now, see, I knew you didn't like it, because I don't like it. But the reality is we have to wrestle with the sin in our lives, because if we don't wrestle with the sin in our lives, it will wrestle with us and it will take us down. Now, the truth is that this is not a new situation that we find ourselves in. We know that there is darkness and brokenness and sin in our lives. And over the last season that we've been going through, we have seen this come out in full spades in so many ways. Now, like I mentioned, this isn't new. It's kind of the human condition. And the reality is that we have seen this brokenness in our own lives and in our own hearts. We've seen it in the world. And the question is whether we're going to deal with it or not. Now, the reality of whether we're going to deal with it or not is something to deal with whether we know whether we have this darkness or not. And there's only one difference between people when it comes to the darkness, the sin, the brokenness in their lives. And it's fundamentally just this, that some people know they have darkness in them. Some people do know this. But then there are some people that don't know they have darkness in them, or they like to pretend that they don't have darkness in them. And that's the fundamental difference between people, is that some people know they have darkness and some people don't. Now, the problem is we have this darkness and we have to deal with it. And as we know, the first step in dealing with a problem is being honest about reality. And if we're not honest about the reality of the sin in our lives, then we aren't going to be able to deal with it properly. They say this in the recovery programs, is that you can't deal with a problem until you admit you have a problem. And the truth is that we have a sin problem. We have a darkness problem in our world. Now, the problem that we face is this darkness problem, the sin problem, is not a new problem for any of us, and it's not a new problem that has just come on the scene. It's a situation that people have been dealing with for a very long time, and in fact, for all time. And our friend Paul, he puts it this way in one of his letters to his friends in Rome. He says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." What Paul was saying to his friends in Rome was that everybody has a sin problem, and everybody has darkness in their lives. And the question that they were wrestling with was, is it really all people? Do all people need to be saved? And have all people been saved? Another way to put it is this, for all have darkness and fall short of the light of God. Now, Paul and his friends in Rome were trying to figure out this fundamental thing where they had thought at one time that Jesus had come to save just the Jews because they were the chosen people of God and the Messiah must have come for just them. But what Paul was figuring out, and Paul was one who knew his sin, and Paul was one who everybody knew his sin, because remember, Paul was Saul, and Saul was known for killing people who believed in Jesus as the Messiah. He knew that God had come for all people, that Jesus had come to save all people. And same thing with Peter. Peter, who was the primary leader of the early church, he knew that God had sent Jesus for all people because God had made it very clear to him that he needed to be saved and that all people were going to be saved. Now, the reality is that there is a really bit of good news in all this, which is that God came to save all people through Jesus. But at the same time, there's the reality that we have to wrestle with the fact that if God came to save all people through Jesus, it means that all people need to be saved. That all people live in darkness in some way or another. That all people are living in darkness and need the light. Because the reason that we need the light is that we are filled with darkness. If we weren't filled with darkness, we wouldn't need the light. And embedded in the hope that God had come to save all people is also the promise and the affirmation that all people needed to be saved. And so the question is, what are we going to do with that? The fact that all people needed to be saved sets up a situation that God has then come into. What it also says to us is that there is really no fundamental difference between where we all are in life, because it means that we're all in the darkness at times. That we're all stuck with our brokenness, that we're all broken with our sin. And remember that the only difference is that some people know that they have darkness in them, and some people don't know that they have darkness in them. And what that means for us is that we have to wrestle with the darkness in our lives if we want to move forward. We have to wrestle with the darkness and the brokenness and the sin in our lives, or otherwise it will keep us down. And the only difference between people is some people know this and some people don't know this, but we're all in darkness. And the reality is that we are facing this darkness whether we know it's there or not. And the only difference is if you know there's darkness, then you know what you're up against. If you don't know or want to pretend that there isn't darkness, then the darkness can get you in ways that you won't even see coming. But the fundamental reality of life today is there is darkness. And the darkness can be overwhelming. Now, one of the reasons that darkness can be overwhelming is if we don't believe that there's any hope, that we don't believe that there's anything coming next. And the way the darkness works is it tells us this lie that the light will never come, because we know this, which is that it is the darkest before dawn. Isn't that how it kind of is that in our darkest moments, it seems bleakest because we don't think the light is coming. But what we know to be true is that just because it's the darkest before dawn doesn't mean that the light won't come. Because just like we know every day the sun will come up, we also know that just because there's darkness doesn't mean it will overwhelm us. Because even though it's darkest before dawn, the dawn comes. But remember, dawn comes because there's been darkness. In order for us to best understand what is going on in our world, we need to understand the brokenness that we face. We need to understand that there is sin in our lives that we have to deal with. And what this means for us is that the only difference between people is that some people know that they have darkness in them and some people don't know they have darkness in them or want to pretend that it isn't that way. And so what that means is that leaves us with a choice. We can either understand that we have darkness in us, or we can think we can live in some kind of ignorance. Now, ignorance may be bliss in some ways, but ignorance of this will leave us in a place where the darkness can overwhelm us. And the darkness can be something we don't understand. And if we don't wrestle with this darkness, we can never move forward from it. There are many times in our lives where we might find ourselves wrestling with this darkness, and it can feel overwhelming. Part of the reason that darkness can feel overwhelming is because that we know that it feels like this is true, that it's darkest before dawn. If you've been up at that time of day, you know what happens is right before the dawn breaks, it feels like it's the darkest. And you have that moment wondering whether the light will come. because the darkness has been so all-encompassing and the darkness has been so overwhelming, because we feel this in our bones, that it feels like it's darkest before dawn. But we know what is also true is that the dawn will come. Just like the sun comes up every day, we know that we have hope, but we know we have hope because we need to be redeemed because of the darkness in our lives. So the choice we have is to be honest about who we are, that we live in darkness and that we have darkness in us, or we can choose to be potentially ignorant of the darkness. And I will tell you that I choose to embrace the reality of darkness in my life because it helps me know how much I need God. And I would invite you to embrace the darkness in your life so that you can admit and confess to God how much you need God as well. Because if we wrestle with the darkness, then we can overcome it. And we can overcome it because of what God has done for us through Jesus. And wrestling with darkness means admitting that we understand and that we know that it can be darkest before dawn. But admitting that it's dark means that we also have hope that the light will come. So come back next week to hear about how that light has come and how we have hope despite the darkness.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.